on the occasion of the Wounded Resistance Fighter Day, head of Hezbollah Sayed Hassan Nasrallah declared that the entire world is fighting in Syria by sending weapons and money and using media. Hezbollah Secretary General Sayed Hassan Nasrallah said that there is an American-Israeli Takfiri project to destroy not only Syria but the whole region. Nasrallah also said that his party was the last group to send men into Syria, and it did so to fight the U.S.-Israeli Takfiri axis. He said Hezbollah is not taking part in what is claimed to be a sectarian strife.
The worst thing is to claim that the dispute is between sects, as it is rather between two projects. If someone wants to claim that the battle is sectarian through takfir and killing, we will not change our stance.
Nasrallah warned that the alternative of the Syrian government was extremist groups who kill and slaughter, and that Hezbollah supports the government and the people who support it in reform and not in the destruction of Syria. Nasrallah also criticized the stance of Arab states in the Persian Gulf, which have threatened to blacklist Hezbollah and deport Lebanese families living and working in these countries.
We understand the extreme anger of the Arab states because they were the sponsors of this scheme and they made an adventure, and they are feeling that this scheme is being defeated and that the balance of power has changed.
Analysts believe that what is happening in Syria is actually a war being launched against the resistance.
The battle in all the area is a single battle against those who pretend that they can classify people to atheists and believers. They are the atheists, and the battle in Lebanon, Syria, Iraq and other areas of our world is a single battle. It is the battle of resistance against the imperialist project of USA and Israel.
Even the wounded veterans still have the will to sacrifice more to fight the enemy.
We are sacrificing in the way of Allah and poor people and our nation, our religion, and that's mean we are ready to fight against the enemy, want to occupy our land anywhere. The problem is not belong to the geographic, it's belong to what we are believe and what we are ready to give on this way.
Sayed Nasrallah also called on all the Lebanese to practice utmost restraint, especially when some sides are trying to exploit the situation to create sectarian disputes, especially in areas at the border with Syria. Today, Hezbollah is celebrating the Day of the Wounded Resistance Fighter, thereby remembering the sacrifices which led to the defeat of the Israeli army in Lebanon. Today, head of Hezbollah, Sayed Hassan Nasrallah, is stressing that the sacrifices the resistance movement is making today, whether in Syria or Lebanon, are an extension of the same war against the same enemy, but on a different battleground. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.